Welcome to California Family Health Council's podcast series addressing current issues in STD management. This segment is entitled Best Practices for Partner Management. I'm Denise Lewis, I'm a nurse practitioner, and with me today is Linda Cregan, an FMP from the California STD HIV Prevention Training Center in Oakland, California. Linda's worked for many years as a clinician at the City Clinic, the San Francisco Department of Public Health's STD clinic. So let's begin the interview. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Denise.
So, Linda, we've learned that chlamydia and gonorrhea are very common and can cause serious consequences for women's reproductive health. But why are repeat infections with chlamydia and gonorrhea such a concern?
Reinfection is a really big concern. It's so common, and it's more likely than the first infection to cause damage to the reproductive tract. As many as 20% of women with chlamydia or gonorrhea will acquire a second infection within 6 months afterwards. And complications are more likely with every subsequent infection that they happen to get. We know that repeat infection doubles the risk of ectopic pregnancy and increases the risk of PID by 4 times. And of course, we know that PID is associated with a higher risk of infertility.
Wow. So one of the things I've heard is that partner management plays a crucial role in preventing reinfections. But what do we know about what works best for making sure that partners get treated?
Well, one size does not fit all. No one method of partner management works for everybody or for every partner of every patient. So it's really more effective to discuss a variety of options with your patient and then to help her in choosing the best options for each individual partner that she has.
So what are some of these options for partner management that I can discuss?
Okay, let's talk about a few of those. Here's one. At the time that the patient is contacted about her positive test, she can be asked to bring her partner into the clinic when she comes so that they can both be given treatment at the same time. And a good way to remember that method is by the name BYOP, bring your own partner. We did a study in California in 2009 that showed this to be very effective. It has several very obvious advantages. The partner will be sure to receive optimal care if he comes to your clinic. And that would include a risk assessment to identify other partners that he might have. He'll be sure to get the right test and the right treatment. And since the patient and her partner will be receiving treatment at the same time, that's going to minimize the confusion about how long they have to wait before they have sex again. And another good option is patient-delivered partner therapy. You're probably familiar with that. It's usually abbreviated PDPT. PDPT is a type of what's called expedited partner therapy, and essentially means that the provider is going to give medication or a prescription to the patient, and she takes that home to her partner. So this method is great in situations where the patient has contact with her partners, but she doesn't really think that he's going to be willing or able to get himself in for care.
You know, I am familiar with the concept of expedited partner therapy, like PDPT, but aren't there potential risks out there for providers and for the partners that are getting the medicine?
Yes, some providers do express concern about that potential liability if they give medicine to a person who they have not themselves seen for evaluation, essentially. So think of PDPT as a harm reduction approach, a harm reduction option for partner therapy, instead of as your first line approach. But in fact, CDC does support PDPT because it's been shown to be both effective and safe. And many states, including California, have in fact passed laws or regulations that expressly permit PDPT. Now, allergy is another concern, but to date, not a single allergic reaction has been reported in California with the use of PDPT. Let's talk, though, about PDPT for gonorrhea. That presents a little bit more of a challenge currently, and that's because antibiotic therapy with both ceftriaxone and azithromycin or doxycycline is now the recommended regimen for treatment of patients with gonorrhea. But of course, ceftriaxone is an injectable, and we can't send an injectable medication home for use as PDPT. So for PDPT, what's recommended now is cefixime in that single oral dose used together with azithromycin, since all patients treated with gonorrhea should receive dual therapy.
So the big question, is PDPT covered by Family Pact?
No, it isn't. However, the California Family Health Council has a program that supplies azithromycin to Title X clinics in California, specifically for use as partner treatment by PDPT.
Great. So that's two partner management options, the BYOP and PDPT. But are there other options out there?
Yes. Another option is patient referral. Patients simply inform their partners that they were exposed to an STD and then ask them to get themselves in for treatment on their own. But, of course, there's no guarantee that the partners will follow through and actually get treated. And your patient may not be able to be sure if they do. And so from studies, we know that patient self-referral of partners has been shown to have pretty limited effectiveness. In some counties, the health department staff will help by notifying partners of an exposure to chlamydia or gonorrhea, but we should be aware that partner notification is not routinely done by all health department jurisdictions because they have quite limited resources and lots of competing priorities.
Well, what if the patient only knows how to contact the partner online?
Yeah, good question. In those cases, the patients can use an internet resource that's called inspot.org. And at inspot.org, they can send an anonymous e-card to the partner, informing him or her of that exposure. The site also includes what's called a clinic locator system, so that if I'm the partner receiving the e-card, I can use that clinic locator system to find nearby services for care and treatment where I can go for my test and my medication. In this method, the online notification method would also be useful for a patient who was not comfortable talking to her partner or who lived a long way away from her partner.
Wow, that's a great menu of partner management options. So BYOP, bring your own patient, patient referral, PDPT, health department notification, even online anonymous notification. But how can we choose the best option to use?
Well, in fact, it's always the patient who chooses. It's really a problem-solving kind of a conversation between the patient and whoever the clinic staff person is. That might be the clinician, it might be a health worker, or some other staff person. The staff is going to ask each patient herself to think through these options and decide what will work best for each of her partners. And personally, I find that most patients end up choosing a different partner management option for different partners rather than the same for all their partners.
Oh, this has been great. Thanks so much, Linda, and thank you to the listening audience.